听力课堂,听class.com.
Hi there, and welcome to JustVocabulary.com. My name is Yun, and my question to you is, are you already on Facebook? And if so, you should check out our new Facebook application. You can listen to the show, share and send words to friends, and look up previous words from our show. Anyway, today's two words.
Paradigm.
Paradigm and...
officious.
Let's start with the first word, paradigm.
Paradigm.
We all know that Mark is a teacher, and he keeps the student's essay as a paradigm for future students to emulate.
Paradigm.
The billionaire's ruthless accumulation of wealth stands as a paradigm of greed in the business world.
Paradigm.
In order to compete in today's global economy, many companies will require a paradigm shift in the way they do business.
Paradigm.
The word paradigm is spelled P-A-R-A-D-I-G-M.
Paradigm.
But what is a paradigm? Paradigm is a noun, and it stands for a model or representative example of something. It's a very clear or typical example used as a model. You might have heard of the phrase paradigm shift. A paradigm shift means a change in the prevailing ideas or beliefs. Here's an example sentence. The move from Newtonian physics to Einstein's relativism represented a major paradigm shift in physics. In science, a paradigm is a worldview underlying the theories and methodology of a particular scientific subject. So, example, the discovery of universal gravitation became the paradigm of successful science. And a paradigm shift is when one worldview is not longer tenable and you have to leave that worldview for a new worldview. You can say that's a paradigm shift. And a good example of such a paradigm shift is when scientists moved from geocentrism to heliocentrism. Heliocentrism is the theory that the sun is at the center of our solar system and not the Earth. So that became the new scientific model. The word paradigm comes from the Greek paradikonai. My Greek is not really up to scratch, but it means show side by side. Some synonyms for the word paradigm, model, or example, or template. And a good antonym is the word anomaly, which is also an interesting word to explain in one of our later shows. For now, let's move on to our next word, which is the word
officious.
Officious. The ministers met in an officious setting, keeping things casual since it was Sunday.
Officious.
Lisa is really trying to impress her boss. Unfortunately, her boss thought Lisa was more officious than efficient. Joanne said she wanted to help Mark prepare the meal, but she just made an officious nuisance of herself.
Officious.
The word officious is spelled O-F-F-I-C-I-O-U-S.
Officious.
What does it mean? In my first example sentence, the ministers met in an officious setting. Here it means informal or unofficial. But officious can also mean meddlesome and interfering. If you describe someone as officious, that person is too eager to give unwanted help or advice. An officious bystander is too enthusiastic in offering help or advice, but it's not really helping but meddlesome. Officious individuals are excessively fond of asserting their authority. They behave in an annoyingly domineering fashion, especially in relation to trivial matters. Here, example. I was at the bank and the officious teller chastised me for not properly sorting my money by denomination. Some synonyms for officious, therefore, could be self-important, bumptious, self-assertive, or domineering. And a good antonym would be shy or self-effacing. Okay, and that's it for today's show. If you don't like these intros and outros, we now have the Just Vocabulary Power Hour. This MP3 is 1 hour of 20 regular Just Vocabulary episodes crammed into 60 minutes, where all the intros and outros, like this one, are removed. So you only get the educational content. Go to our new website, justvocabulary.com, to find out more. And today's $5 gift voucher goes to Vasily from the Harriet Watt University. Unfortunately, you have to spend it all in one place. Sorry.